And, as the Sunrise program reported, they even discussed what politicians they could lobby. It was like a meeting for a PR campaign.
Recordings of the pair, along with Britney's partner David Shiraz and Wilkinson's producer Angus Llewellyn, revealed the group brainstormed which MPs would ask questions during question time about the alleged assault.
Do you have friendly MPs you know that could fire questions in question time?
We could find
them. Oh, certainly Albo.
Yeah.
Tanya Plibersek.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sunrise's Natalie Barr then asked Tanya Plibersek whether she had been approached by anyone related to the project to ask a question during question time. She gave a waffly politician answer, so Barr tried a second time.
With respect, could you answer the question, were you approached by Lisa Wilkinson or her producer to raise Brittany Higgins' alleged assault in question time, Tanya?
No, not by then, but I was in contact with Brittany to check on her welfare. I was very worried about her. I was very worried about her indeed.
So were you approached by Brittany Higgins to raise questions about her alleged assault in question time?
I checked on her. She didn't have to approach me. I checked on her. I wanted to make sure that she was going okay. And I was very worried about a woman young enough to be my daughter who made a very serious allegation about a very serious crime in Parliament House.
But she's not answering the question, is she?
But during that conversation, did Brittany Higgins approach you to fire questions in question time in the Australian Parliament?
Nobody tells me what to ask in question time.
Did she ask you?
I reached out to check on her. She didn't reach out to me.
And in that conversation, did she ask you to ask questions in Parliament about this topic?
I don't recall anything like that. I don't recall anything like that. She's a very upset and fragile young woman that I was checking on. That's my involvement here.
Okie dokie. National Party leader Barnaby Joyce then told Sunrise that he's not concerned about whether Tanya Plibersek was approached to ask questions. He says there's a much bigger question that needs answering by the Albanese government.
Oh yeah, I was just listening to what Tanya said then. I don't think that's a big issue. I think what is a much bigger issue is Katie Gallagher being the finance minister. If she was in correspondence with Brittany beforehand, I want to see all those emails, any of that correspondence, because Katie Gallagher was a finance minister that was responsible for the alleged $3 million payout. Now that is the part that concerns me, and we need to get to the bottom of that. That's an awful lot of money. And we've just got to make sure that this is completely and utterly transparent, because it's not our money, it's the taxpayers' money. Let's find out about it.
Absolutely. And just when you thought things couldn't get any weirder, Natalie Barr asked the minister when she'd be watching the Spotlight program.
I don't want to watch it, no. I don't want to platform Bruce Lehrman, sorry.
You're not interested in what went on behind the scenes, the allegations that your name is mentioned, footage that hadn't been seen before of the two of them walking into Parliament House?
No, I don't need to see that.
Just to get a fuller picture?
No. I'm not deciding the case here. This has gone through the courts, and you know the result is as the result is, and it makes no difference whether I watch it or not.
Wow. Okay. No need to want to more deeply understand one of the most important cases in our nation's legal history from a cultural and political standpoint, a case that is at the centre of an inquiry into the capital's criminal justice system. I'm sorry, but in my humble opinion, that is negligence of duty at a level we simply should not tolerate from a senior member of the Australian government. If you enjoyed that content, there's lots more where that came from. The Other Side Australia is back every Tuesday and Friday on ADHTV and all good podcast platforms. It's your weekly short circuit summary of the best news commentary from Australia and abroad. Don't miss it.